laughing, "Where's my lord Madan Mohan, enchanter of Cupid?" Utila nana bhagaveg mane hoilo udveg kana matra nare goite prabala virahanale darja hoilo talamale nana shloka lagila parite. In this way, various ecstatic emotions evolved, and the mind of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu filled with anxiety. He could not escape even for a moment. In this way, because of fierce feelings of separation, his patience began to totter. He began to recite various verses. 58. Amunya danyani dinantarani hare taralokanamantarena anatta bandho karanai kashinho ahanta ahanta katang nayami. O my Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead, friend of the helpless, you're the only ocean of mercy. Because I have not met you, my inauspicious days and nights have become unbearable. I do not know how I shall pass the time. This verse is from Krishna Kanamita by Bilba Mangala Thakur. Tomara darshan bine danya iratri dine kala na jai katan. তুমি অনাথের বন্ধু অপার করুণা সিন্ধু কৃপা করি দেহ দর্শন. All these inauspicious days and nights are not passing, for I have not met you. It is difficult to know how to pass all this time. But you are the friend of the helpless and an ocean of mercy. Kindly give me your audience, for I am in a precarious position. Utila bhava chapala manahoila chanchala bhavira gati bhujana jai. Adarashane poreman kemane pabe darashan Krishna tai puchena upai. In this way, the Lord's restlessness was awakened by ecstatic feelings. His mind became agitated. No one could understand what course such ecstasy would take. Because Lord Chaitanya could not meet the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his mind burned. He began to ask Krishna about the means by which he could reach him. 61. Tachchai shavam tribhuvanat bhutamitya behi machchapalam chatavacha mama vadiganyam tatkin karomi viralam murali bilasi mugdam mukam bhujamudikshatam ikshanabjam mugdam mukam bhujamudikshatam ikshanabjam. O Krishna, O flute player, the sweetness of your early age is wonderful within these three worlds. You know my unsteadiness and I know yours. No one else knows about this. I want to see your beautiful, attractive face somewhere in a solitary place, but how can this be accomplished? Purport. This is another quotation from Srila Bilva Mangala Thakur's Krishna Karnamrita 32. Is that the last one? What do I have to 63, purport? Tomara maduri bala tote mora chapala e dui tumi ami jani kahan koron kahan jan kahan gele toma pan taha more kahan tapani. My dear Krishna, only you and I know the strength of your beautiful features, and because of them, my unsteadiness. Now, this is my position. I don't know what to do or where to go. Where can I find you? I'm asking you to give direction. Okay. Nana bhavir prabalya hoilo shandi shobalya bhave bhave hoilo maharan. Otsukya chapalya dhanya rosa marsha adishanya preman mada sabarakaran. Because of the various kinds of ecstasy, contradictory states of mind occurred, and this resulted in a great fight between different types of ecstasy, anxiety, impotence. Anxiety, impotence, humility, anger, impatience were all like soldiers fighting, and the madness of love of God was the cause. Purport. In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it is stated that when similar ecstasies from separate causes meet, they're called Swarup Sandhi. When opposing elements meet, whether they arise from a common cause or different causes, their conjunction is called Bhinna Rupa Shandhi, the meeting of contradictory ecstasies. The simultaneous joining of different ecstasies, fear, happiness, regret, happiness, is called meeting Sandhi. The word Shabalya refers to different types of ecstatic symptoms combined together, like pride, despondency, humility, remembrance, doubt, impatience caused by insult, fear, disappointment, patience, and eagerness. The friction that occurs when these combine is called Shabalya. Similarly, when the desire to see the object is very prominent, or when one is unable to tolerate any delay in seeing the desired object, the incapability is called Autsukya, eagerness. If such eagerness is present, one's mouth dries up, one becomes restless, one also becomes full of anxiety, hard breathing and patience are observed. Similarly, the lightness of heart caused by strong attachment, strong agitation of mind is called impotence, chapalya. Failure of judgment, misuse of words, obstinate activities, devoid of anxiety are observed. Similarly, when one becomes too angry at the other party, offensive, abominable speech occurs, and this anger is called rosha. When one becomes impatient due to being scolded or insulted, the resultant state of mind is called amarsha. In this state of mind, one perspires, acquires a headache, fades in bodily color, experiences anxiety and an urge to search out the remedy. The bearing of a grudge, aversion, and chastisement are all visible symptoms. Om Agyana Timarandasya Genanjana Shalakaya Chaksuramilitang Genitas Mai Shigrave Maha Mukam Karuti Bachalam Pangulangai Tegani Yarkipata Mahambande Shigurum Dinatarana Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Mabdi Bhacha Visandaraya Tasmai Maha Premra Sapradaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste. So we read all the way up to 63. And these verses express the very limit of love of God experienced by none other than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Keshava, can you turn that fan, one of these fans, down? Thank you. So all of this is given in much more detail in other shastra, especially in the fourth, in the Adi Lila fifth book, in the last several chapters, is described the madness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And some of these highlights are from 10th canto. And some of them are from other things like this. Several times now we've read the Krishna Karnamrita shlokas. These are the verses that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to hear. He used to hear these verses. 10th canto, the Gopi Gita, and the Brahmara Gita, the B. It's in, I think, in the 43rd or something chapter. So Mahaprabhu would hear these things, and they are actually quoted by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. The whole thing's not quoted by Kaviraj Goswami. And some of the first symptoms, which we could sort of understand, just like dainya, humility. So Mahaprabhu was always feeling this great humility. And without that humility, basically, we're not going anywhere. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself felt great humility. I exhibited great humility. Even when Ramachandra Puri, just imagine that Madhavendra Puri had chanted another verse in the total mood of Radharani at a time of leaving his body.
I dine dayad nat he matura nakadavalokshusi. When will I see the Lord of Mathura? Hridaya chataloka katanam. My heart is pierced now. He's feeling, he was the first one to exhibit this. He's the grand spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. He planted the seed of pure love of God. All these rasas, bhakti ras. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the tree that sprung from the seed of this Madhavendra Puri. And Ishvara Puri got the complete mercy. He is the spiritual master of Lord Chaitanya. He got the complete mercy of Madhavendra Puri. But Ramachandra Puri was also there. And Ramachandra Puri and Ishvara Puri were completely opposite. Ishvara Puri showed the limit of humility. He was taking care of Madhavendra Puri. He was changing his, he was passing stool in the last stages. He was just about to leave his body. Whereas Ramachandra Puri, he criticized him. He actually criticized his own spiritual master, who was experiencing the highest stage of love of God. And therefore, Madhavendra Puri said, get out of here. Oh no, if I see you, I won't go to Krishna. It's not very nice. If somehow or other, he still had the association of Lord Chaitanya. So, just imagine, Lord Chaitanya, knowing all this, being all-knowing, and even Ramachandra Puri, he used to make a plan. Every day he would calculate what everybody was eating. Just imagine, he knew exactly what they were eating. I mean, we think we're fault finders. He had nothing on him. He would invite people, feed them, and then calculate, and then make them eat more. No, what are you doing? Eat more. And at the end he would say, look, you ate so much. And you say you're a sannyasi and a sadhu? Anyway, still, Mahaprabhu would treat him like guru. The same Ramachandra Puri. Sometimes we forget. We always forget. But just think of that. This Ramachandra Puri, of course, Lord Chaitanya accepted all of Ishvara Puri's god brothers. There was Paramananda and Keshav Bharati and several others. And Ramachandra Puri was one of them. And they even said, my dear Lord, I mean, they were accepting him as the Lord. They were on the level of his guru. And they said, don't, listen, he's just a bad critic. He's not even a good critic. He's, in other words, they said he's worse than a critic. He's a bad critic. A good critic, I don't know what a good critic. He's a bad, very bad. Mahaprabhu even reduced his eating. Still, he was accepting in great humility. Reduced his eating. Everyone was very upset. So this is Dainya. Dainya atma nivedan gopte varan. These are symptoms, the six symptoms given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Jividoya Kore Sapashadasviya Dham Sahavatari. He's described in the Sharanagati. And the Sharanagati whole song book is of how to surrender, how to become humble. And the very first one is Dainya. There's seven songs. Prabhupada used to sing them. We can't get to these exalted position until we've understood these. How many births will it take to understand? So, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given all this mood of humility for us to adopt. And Prabhupada has sung it. No one can deny that Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has composed the song. Prabhupada has sung the song. Is who could imagine having there being a better opportunity? The greatest person, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the greatest person, Prabhupada, has sung the song exactly how in the mood Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bulia Tomare, this song. Another one is the. He's describing Amara Jivana Sada Pape Rata. I'm full of sinful activity. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is showing the example of humility. Bulia Tomare Samsarayashi. I came into this samsara forgetting you. He's not claiming any particular status. Bulia Tomare Samsarayashi. Prayinana Birabhyata. Thus I was experiencing so many miseries. And he describes himself in the womb, Janani Jatare, how I was in the womb suffering so many things. And as soon as I got out, first I was praying, if I get out of here, I will worship you, there's no question about it. But as soon as he got paid, nahi jnana love, I didn't have a trace of jnana left. All the knowledge that I had in the womb, I completely forgot. Adarira chale, sajanira kole. I was sitting on the lap of all my relatives and they're patting me very nice. Oh, look, he's so cute. So this is the position. Even if someone is fortunate in the womb, experiencing all this misery, and from a previous life, he has so much punya, most of the time he'll forget, and he'll come out. Now he won't have a trace of gan left. He'll fall out. Chalama jakana. So, after all that, Bhaktivinoda describes his life, he's growing up. So this is humility, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, you showing us. Amara jivana sada papirata. Nahika punyera leish. He said, I don't even have a leish, a trace of pious activity. In fact, I don't have a trace of pious activity, but I'm very enthusiastic to do very sinful activity. I'm very enthusiastic. Ujjogi means I'm very enthusiastic to do sinful activity and to cause anxiety to other people. I'm decorated with all these bad things. These are my decorations, my jewels. Hingsa garva bibhushan. I'm envious, animosity toward everybody. This is how everyone's going on in the material world. So we shouldn't think that we're special. We're also the ordinary living entity, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, seeing this humility, he's very pleased. He's pleased, but he also doesn't want to see it. So much humility was exhibited when Rupa and Sanatan came, Trina Dante, with straws in their teeth, they came before. These were the Mandalapati, kings of Bengal practically, Sanatana Goswami. That rascal king, he didn't do anything, he just went around killing people and plundering temples. And he left Sanatana to manage the entire Bengal. Still, they came before the Lord. Kayami kenayami jare taputva. Why is I'm supposed to be Gramya Babahari? All the ordinary people say I'm very learned, Sanatana Goswami. But still, I don't even know who I am. Kayami, you tell me. So, Anupam and Rupa, all of them came in such a way that Mahaprabhu said, stop this humility. He was crying. Haridas Thakur came with so much humility. Murari Gupta. Lord Chaitanya came, he didn't see Murari Gupta. Where is Murari? Murari was just falling down, continually falling down in Dandabhats. So Mahaprabhu said, stop, it's breaking my Vasudev Dutt, when he presented his petition. All these great devotees, they showed so much. Even Balababat, he showed great humility at one time. All the devotees, Haridas Thakur, I'm abominable. He stayed outside, he wouldn't even come. They didn't think that they were qualified. Sanatana Goswami, he ran on the beach to see the Lord, blazing hot sand. He didn't want to go in front of the Singhadwar, the main gate of the temple, because some pujari might touch him. And if they touched him, they would be contaminated, they wouldn't be able to do their service. So he wouldn't even go near the gate, rather walk on the hot sand. So the Lord was very pleased by this humility. And we read the first verse of one of the chapters. Dainyanave namagnoham Chaitanya Vaijam Ashraye. Krishna's Kaviraj was diving. He said, I'm diving in an ocean of humility. He described himself as Vaigunya Kalakir. I'm infected by the worms of envy. And I have boils due to this poisonous biting. Boils due to envy, imagine. This was his mood. Dainyanave. Arnave means an ocean of humility. I'm diving in it. Dainyanave. The dainya, the humility. Arnave namagno. Namagno hum. Namagno means he's submerged in an ocean of humility. And what happens after that? Dhyanave namagnoham chaitanya vaijamash. I take shelter of the Supreme Physician. Supreme Physician is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya vaija. Vaija means a doctor. Ashraye, a full shelter. So in that mood, if we can somehow imbibe. Actually, you have to be pretty stone-hearted. When you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, and you see the exhibition of all these wonderful bhaktas, how they show such humility, and what happens to those who are puffed up, the people who are puffed up, just like Ramchandra Puri, then, or in the Bhagavatam also. And both of them are important. Kaviraj Goswami describes it like nectar, the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, just like an ocean of nectar. And when you mix it with the camphor of Krishna's pastimes, then it creates a wonderful thing to drink. Shriyatam, Shriyatam Bhaktas Chaitanya Charitamritam. He's begging, he's imploring all the devotees to drink this Chaitanya Charitamrita. In great delight, chintatam bhaktas, think of it, muda, in great delight, chaitanya charitamrita. Sometimes he's reserved also, he has different feelings, this Kaviraj Goswami, that he, if I present these exalted things in front, before everyone, that they won't understand it, they may criticize it, they may blaspheme. So many things. He said, but that's okay. I'm feeling another type of ecstasy, just knowing that they won't understand it because they're not qualified. They're blocked, pravesh. Their entry into this is blocked. Therefore, he just continues writing. So many symptoms are given, and so many contradictory symptoms is described here. Bina Rupa Sandhi, the meeting of contradictory ecstasy. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was, in the end, he was only surrounded by Surup Damodar and, of course, Govinda, a few, Surup Damodar, Ramananda Roy. They would recite all these verses from Bilva Mangala Thakur and the other great exalted persons, the 10th canto verses. And Mahaprabhu himself, it says, he would chant verses, and he would chant his own verses, the Shikshastakam. And these verses, the first verses we know, Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagam. So one might think, oh, this is basic stuff. How is that basic? It's basic. It's the last chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's so basic. The basic, we should be chanting it every day. Prabhupada was chanting in great ecstasy. You find many times he chanted the Shikshastak. I just read how Kula Shekhar was there. He was one of the original British devotees, and he was, Prabhupada was singing this in England, the Shikshastakam. He gave this as his offering. It was a very nice pastime, wonderful. And how he played, he tried to play Mridanga, I think, at that time. And somebody was playing cartels. Prabhupada was playing tambora or something. Anyway, he was describing it. Of course, in those days especially, people didn't know the meaning, what were the words. Sometimes Prabhupada would ask, do you know the meaning? Just like one time he started to give the Bhagavatam class and he talked about the Guru Charana Padma prayer. So he just started the lecture in Brooklyn. He said, several times he did that. Do you know the meaning? So, at least we should know the meaning. Of course, in those days, few people knew the exact, they gave the meaning. And Prabhupada was concerned that we know the word, every word, should know every word of his books. There's many words, but gradually one can learn. So the Chaitra Dharpana Marjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapana, it has much more impact when we learn. What is the meaning? Not just something. We don't bother to bring our mind to it. Gyane prayasam udapashyanamant. The tendency of the mind is to speculate. So we might speculate, this means this, this means that. But we have to specifically know. Guru charana padma, kevala. we should become one in purpose of the Guru. How can we do that? We have to know Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Kori Aikya. He's giving so many words. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also giving so many wonderful teachings. And the Guru is not different. Just like his these verses say, any verse by Madhavendra Puri or Krishnadas Kaviraj, they're completely in the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So much so that they actually, he's speaking those very words through them. Rupa Goswami speaking through them, through Sanatana Goswami. They're constantly praying like that. Hridyasya praranaya varakarupopi tasya hare padakamalam chaitanya devasya. In the very beginning of the Nectar Devotion, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami is saying, he's praying that although he's Varaka himself, showing this great humility, varakarupopi, I am very inspired, but at the same time I am a fool. Varaka. Chasya hare padakamala, vidyasya, but still within the heart, Mahaprabhu is appearing in his heart. And with that, he's able to compose. Jiva Goswami describes that no greater expert than Rupa Goswami. He's just like the architect of the demigods, constructing palaces out of his verses. We can enter those palaces, and those palaces are bejeweled and wonderful, and one can go into one of Krishna's palaces and never tire and be bored. Even one of the verses of Rupa Goswami is like a palace in which one can inhabit his whole life. Na prema shavanadi bhakti rapi va yoga tva vaishnavo gyanam ba shubha kama ba kira ho sadyate rapyasti va. These verses like that, na prema, Rupa Sanatan, one is quoting the other in this case, is saying, I don't have any prema. This is one of the first installments of this love of God that we are seeking, just as Mahaprabhu is seeking, or is exhibiting, rather. First thing he's saying, na prema gandosti dharapi me, I don't have even a scent of love of God. Krandami, I'm crying, but you may say, but how can you say that? Mahaprabhu is falling down on the ground. Nityananda was catching him. The Dvaitacharya, they were trying to catch him. The ground was shaking. Bow! I remember sitting in the Lotus Building back in 1974, and a bull got loose. It was running somewhere downstairs. I was way up on the rooftop, and I felt the whole Lotus Building shake from that bull. I was thinking, what's that shaking? When I looked out, someone said, the bull is loose, the bull, several times. So that's just a bull. And we're talking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You could shake the whole marble Lotus Building. Not an explosion. We're not talking about an explosion, but we're talking about a bull. So it's possible Mahaprabhu was shaking the ground, just like a volcano or mountain, a golden mountain. Sometimes looking during the Rath Yatra, he was moving so quickly like the Alata Chakra, like a firebrand. Sometimes you move even an incense stick or any fire stick and there's a continual circle of fire. Cannot see. Sometimes he was showing his body expanding, sometimes contracting. At one moment he's running, the next moment he's stunned, stamba. His body is shivering like a timali tree, showing all kinds of eruptions, even blood coming through every pore of his body, and foam coming out of his mouth. So these exhibitions of ecstasy, we've never seen vaivane, the changing of his colors, hair standing on end of his body. These type of things were never seen, not even described, never heard of before. So Mahaprabhu showed the limit. Just like the verse of Ayidina Dayadanate, Madhavendra Puri, in the mood of Radharani, it is said by Kaviraj Goswami that only Radharani and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu And Madhavendra Puri could actually understand this mood, enter into this total mood. Mahabhav. No fourth person. So we should try not to become like Ramachandra Puri. We should try to enter and become more like this Ishvara Puri. By his great fortune, he became the spiritual master of the Lord. And enter into these moods, especially this Danya, the first thing. First things first. If we want to, we can always hear and read about these various ecstasies later on, especially in more detail, Chaitanya Charamrita. For now, we can understand at least is another one. Eagerness, utsahan. Here, this is another transcendental eagerness. Otsukya. So this eagerness has to be there also. That's why Rupa Goswami is given it in the very beginning in his Upadeshamrita. One has to become very enthusiastic. Utsaham nishtya daryat. Tat tat kamra pavartana. He has to have this patience and determination. Enthusiasm has to be there. So we get the enthusiasm by hearing and following strictly all the principles. Otherwise, you cannot become. It won't mean anything. It means absolutely nothing. If scholars read this, mundane scholars, they may read. Imagine they become a scholar of this. What can you think? Licking the jar of honey. Very nice jar. I have my degree in this jar. I studied the outside of this jar. Sir, do you know what's inside the jar? I know there's something, but I still have the outside anyway. So outside is better than nothing, but still we have to get to the honeybee. Become like the honeybees. And another thing that Radharani was seeing, that honeybee, that Brahmara bee coming and taking that bee as the messenger of Krishna, she was also severely criticizing the bee. You are nothing but the messenger of a very debauched person, Krishna. So I don't really want to hear your message. But anyway, since you're here, and now I hear that you're glorifying Krishna, that's okay. But we don't want to hear about Krishna. Actually, we can't stop thinking about. These are like the exhibitions of madness of Radharani and separation. Just thinking the bee is this, may have been just a bee, we don't know. She's taking that this bee was a messenger. Uddhava had come, she's thinking this bee was a messenger of Uddhava and Krishna. So, and she was hearing the songs of Krishna from this bee. And similarly, the wives of Krishna in Dwarka, they also had, in the 90th chapter of the Bhagavatam, 10th canon, they also have their songs of separation. The moon, and they're saying the moon is feeling the same separation by becoming thin and sickly, and the ocean. They were seeing all these elements feeling separation from Krishna, all these seemingly material aspects of the material world. So when one has this heavy, deep separation, just like Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're enhancing. So we should want to enhance. We should, just like Haridas Thakur, he wanted to pacify the Lord. The Lord felt such pain. How can I help them? He was seeing them, all these people, as cow killers and demons in this material world. So Haridas Thakur said, it's okay, you have chanted. And even this chanting is, even this echo of the chanting is like it's the chanting of the non-moving entities. So therefore Prabhupada comments that we should all be in this mood to help the Lord, alleviate his anxiety. He's feeling great anxiety, trying to say, Mayamragam Dayate Yepsha Anvadam, seeing all the Mayamragam, all these animal-like persons, caught in the clutches of Maya. So that was Prabhupada's total mood, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, all the Acharyas, that they are simply instruments in alleviating Mahaprabhu's anxiety, enhancing the mood. So he is part of his anxiety. At the same time, he's feeling this great separation. We cannot know exactly, but we can hear about it. It's very nice. So if there's any comments, questions. Is there a microphone here? Yeah, okay. Really? He didn't come here. He came where? Oh. He works for you for 2 years? He worked here for 2 years? Oh, okay. Has a question? All right. We'll answer later. We'll get it. All right. Anybody else? Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jata.